Back now with Day to Day, I'm Alex Chadwick. The Chinese oil conglomerate CNOOC, that stands for China National Offshore Oil Corporation, is offering to buy the California-based oil and gas company Unocal. Its bid, $18.5 billion. It's the largest ever offered by a Chinese company for a U.S. company. It's an unsolicited takeover bid. It's getting a lot of attention in Washington, which is where Marketplace's John Dimsdale is. John, what are you hearing?
Well, clearly China's emergence as a global economic power is making a lot of Americans very nervous. Jobs have been lost to Chinese companies that benefit from government subsidies and an artificially cheap currency, and now those same companies are going on a shopping spree for U.S. firms. There was a bid for Maytag just this week. A few months ago, IBM sold its PC business to a Chinese company, and now this move into the U.S. oil business. Oil, of course, is a sensitive national security issue, and if there's going to be a head-to-head competition between the U.S. and China over world markets, Chinese influence in the U.S. oil industry raises a lot of concerns.
I know I'm just not keeping up with the times, but how is it that Chinese companies can afford to buy these American oil companies?
Well, that's another frustration. They're using largely American money. All the toys and the clothing and electronics that we buy from China send dollars across the Pacific. And they're taking those profits, some $600 billion worth, and they're starting to buy up U.S. companies.
What are political leaders in Washington proposing to do about these ambitious plans from China?
Well, there have always been calls for tariffs and quotas and limits and World Trade Organization challenges to Chinese policies and investigations into dumping. Let's force China to adjust its currency to make its products more expensive and U.S. products more competitive. But there's also voices of restraint on what some call protectionist policies. At a Senate hearing this morning, Federal Reserve Board Chairman Alan Greenspan said that tariffs and limits on Chinese goods would only shift the U.S. appetite for imports to other countries with cheap labor.
The broad tariff on Chinese goods that has recently been proposed would significantly lower U.S. imports from China, but would comparably raise U.S. imports from other low-cost sources of supply. Few, if any, American jobs would be protected.
John, what is Mr. Greenspan proposing about all this?
Well, he favors international pressure to make sure China plays by the rules, and he agrees China should loosen its currency peg. But he says the U.S. should start paying for job training to give American workers the skills to be better able to move into industries that are better suited for the new global economy. Coming up later on Marketplace, we'll look at home appraisers and how they may be inflating the prices of homes.
Thank you, John. John Dimsdale of Public Radio's Daily Business Show Marketplace from American Public Media.